భగవద్గీత చాప్టర్ 5 టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 11 కాయన మనస బుద్ధయ కైవలైరింద్రియరపి యోగినా క అరిబోమి కాళ్ళు అటు పెట్టి దండం పెట్టమని దేవుడు వైపు కాళ్ళు పెట్టాం, ఇటు నుంచి పెట్టుకున్నాం, బుడ్డి దేవుడి వైపు పెట్టాం, కాళ్ళు దేవుడి వైపు పెట్టాం. ఏం నేర్పిస్తున్నాను? కాయన మనస బుద్ధయ కైవలైరింద్రియరపి యోగినా కర్మ కురువంతి సంఘం తత్వాత్మశుద్ధయే. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్, యోగి అయిన వాడు ఆసక్తిని విడిచి ఆత్మశుద్ధి అనే ప్రయోజనం కొరకు దేహముతోనూ మనస్సుతోనూ బుద్ధితోనూ ఇంద్రియములతోనూ కర్మలు ఆచరించును. రిపీట్. యోగి అయిన వాడు ఆసక్తిని విడిచి ఆత్మశుద్ధి అనే ప్రయోజనం కొరకు మాత్రమే దేహము మనస్సు బుద్ధి ఇంద్రియములతో కర్మలు చేయును. తాత్పర్యం, కృష్ణ చైతన్యమునందు కృష్ణుని ప్రీతి కోసము కర్మలు చేసినప్పుడు దేహము మనస్సు బుద్ధి ఇంద్రియములతో చేయబడి ఏ కర్మ అయినా భౌతిక కల్మషము నుంచి పవిత్రమగును. కృష్ణ భక్తి పరాయణ చేయు కర్మలు ఎటువంటి కర్మఫలాలను కలుగజేయవు. కనుకనే సదాచారములను పిలువబడి పవిత్ర కర్మలను కృష్ణ చైతన్యములో సులభముగా నిర్వహించవచ్చును. భక్తిరసామృత సింధు ఎందు శ్రీ రూపగోస్వామి ఇట్లు వివరించింది. ఈహాయస్య హరేర్దాస్యే కర్మణా మనసాగర నిఖిలాసు వ్యవస్థాదు జీవన్ముక్త ఉచితే. దేహము మనస్సు బుద్ధి వాక్కు చే కృష్ణ చైతన్యమునందు ఉండేవాడు కృష్ణ సేవానురక్తుడు పలు నామమాత్ర లౌకిక కార్యమునందు ఉన్నప్పటికీ భౌతిక జగత్తులో ముక్త పురుషుడే అగుచున్నాడు. దేహాత్మభావన లేనందున అతడు అహంకారం లేకుండాను తాను దేహము కాదని ఈ దేహము తనది కాదని అతడు పూర్తిగా ఎరుగును. తాను కృష్ణునికి చెందినవాడు గనుక తన దేహము కృష్ణునికి చెందినని తెలుసుకున్నాను. దేహము మనస్సు బుద్ధి వాక్కు జీవితము ధనము మొదలగు సమస్తము కృష్ణుని సేవ అయిందే నియోగించడితే అతడు శీఘ్రమే కృష్ణునితో సంబంధాన్ని పొందును. కృష్ణునితో అతడు గుణరూప ఏకత్వాన్ని కలిగి ఉండి దేహాత్మభావన కలిగించే అహంకారానికి దూరుడే ఉండును. ఇదే కృష్ణ చైతన్యందు పూర్ణస్థితి అయి ఉన్నది. ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షురుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కళామయం జగతి స్వాపదాంతకం. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. Generally, people try to support their life, whatever good thing or nonsense, whatever improper things. People may be doing something completely whimsical, or they may be doing so-called good work, or they may be semi-spiritual people, knowing something not knowing something, because they are not educated and trained properly. So people, we have all sorts of people who are not properly in Krishna consciousness, but Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So these people, out of their false ego, they want to support themselves that they are doing according to Bhagavad Gita. But you cannot do anything and misquote Bhagavad Gita. That you cannot do. Because if you are really understood Bhagavad Gita, if you are following Bhagavad Gita, it will be obvious to anybody. Just like, we don't have to go around and say, I am a Krishna devotee. If you have to go and say, I am a Krishna devotee, that means people don't understand that you are a Krishna devotee. Is that right? So, you conduct your activities if you are a Krishna devotee. And when people watch you from close quarters, or people hear you or see you do things, they get the forced impression, I watch this guy in and out, day and night. He looks like the Krishna devotee. Because if he is, like he said, Kayana Manasa Buddhaya, his speech, his plans, thought level, and his activities, they are all. Say, suppose a devotee is cooking. Nobody is without cooking. Everybody has to eat. But when you watch a devotee, the way how he goes about, then you will see that he has some discipline. He has some principle. When you watch him, even this eating business, Adiyaya, you can disconnect everything. Hare Krishna. The eating business, if you watch a devotee, so a devotee is eating, and people are also eating, and you have some, it's okay, leave it here. If you watch a devotee, generally, you know, like Rupa Goswami says, dadate pratigrunate, bhunkte bhoje cheva guhyam akhyat purushati. Shadvidam priti lakshana. Whether they are devotees or non-devotees, whenever you become friends, like you came to my room and I tried to deal with you in a friendly way. And as an exchange of friendship, you are spending 1 hour, all right, can I offer him some water? The people may drink. Whenever people come, we offer them some water or something. So it's an exchange of love. That means we are, that means I am coming forward to let you know that I want to have some relation with you. Suppose it's clear, whenever you don't want any relation with somebody, you come, no, no, we are not interested. Please go. Suppose you don't want to deal with people like that. And then people come, even if you don't want to give them anything, you will talk politely with them. and if say I cannot help you kindly, this is beyond me, then you will see, although I have not given you anything, still I made a relation with you, because the way I dealt with you, you will understand this man is a good social person. So the point is, so when devotees and non-devotees, the interaction, if the devotees are good, and naturally non-devotee, when our relatives come to his house, is offering them. Similarly, when he finds devotees to be good, he naturally gets the idea, let me feed the devotees something. So you may have some mirchi bhajis in your house, you will bring them and give you. He says, so he eats mirchi bhajis, but when you are giving it, he says, no, no, I cannot accept this from your house. Then you will try to find out, you don't eat, I eat, but not this way. Then we have a way to do things. That means they are eating, but his eating is in connection with Krishna. Is it cooked by a person who is a devotee of Krishna? And is it cooked in order to offer it to Krishna? Cooked by a devotee in order to offer it to Krishna? And it was offered to Krishna? Then you will take it. So if you don't go into the details, you will see that he is eating, I am eating, how he is a yogi or how he is a devotee. But when you watch closely, no, they don't do anything and everything. They have some discipline and a principle in everything, starting from eating, which is the basic thing. So the point here is, people who understand Bhagavad Gita, because Bhagavad Gita doesn't have double meanings, then it is a confusion. If Krishna has given Bhagavad Gita with many implications or with many ways, then everybody can say, that I follow this in Bhagavad Gita, I follow that in Bhagavad Gita, if there is scope in Bhagavad Gita. But in Bhagavad Gita, there is no room for any ambiguity. Ambiguity means giving different opinions. That's why we say, Bhagavad Gita, you should, if you want to read Bhagavad Gita, you accept Krishna's way. If you want to read Bhagavad Gita and you want to follow your way, then what is the point in reading Bhagavad Gita? You read Bhagavad Gita but still you want to do your way. Then better that you don't waste your time reading Bhagavad Gita, because you go your way direct. No? So if anybody is taking Bhagavad Gita into his hand, that means you see that my plans, my thinking is not making me happy. So Bhagavad Gita is supposed to be a book given by God Himself. Maybe I am in tension, I am in fear, I am in worry, I have problems, because maybe I am erring, I am incorrect. So whenever you do incorrect, you get a wrong thing. When you do things correctly, you get the result. So people in the world, with all their, they start, I am intelligent, why should I read Bhagavad Gita? I have my plans, things like that. People start. And then everybody will end up landing some trouble sooner or later. And it continues and it bothers you so much. If there are small troubles, you may like to go ahead. But if the troubles are too many or they are insoluble for you, say old age, say death, You may be in your youth, you may be talking this, that, I will do this, I don't care, I don't believe in God and all that. But when you get old and your body and mind doesn't cooperate and people don't like you anymore, because when they are useless, people when this guy will die, including your parents. Suppose your parents are suffering a lot. They cannot go to the bathroom by themselves and they cannot hear what you say and they are troubled and you are not able to give them any relief because you don't understand them, they don't understand you, hearing finish, things like that or something else. And you think, I am not able to make them happy and they are very miserable. Every old day, if they die peacefully, that will be. Although they are your parents, because when you cannot do anything and they are suffering a lot, what do you think? Maybe God, please let them die peacefully. You say like that, you know. So, everybody will sooner or later in life, intelligent people, they realize it ahead of time so that they can prepare like what we are doing. Right now we are not sick people, we are not incapable people. We are all right. So we can also go for money, go for power, go for sense gratification. But because we are educated, we have this culture, so you know that your whimsical life is not good. Let me follow Bhagavad Gita, you know, a disciplined life. So some people come early, some people come later from their experience in life, back to Krishna conscious path. So the point is, people cannot just read Gita and claim that they have understood, and people cannot just live the way they like, and they cannot support giving that I am following Bhagavad Gita. You know, we met one time, we had a program in Kurukshetra University, and it is, you know, in Kurukshetra we celebrate Gita Jayanti. So Bhagavad Gita is from Kurukshetra. We are very distanced from Haryana and Kurukshetra. So on a state level, we don't see Andhra government celebrating Bhagavad Gita Jayanti and like that. But the best and the great thing of Kurukshetra is Bhagavad Gita. So all officers, everybody, sometime or the other, because they cannot escape, they are in Kurukshetra, Bhagavad Gita. So in this case, let us celebrate Bhagavad Gita, because we are from Kurukshetra. If we cannot, how we are going to tell the world that we are from Kurukshetra, the birthplace of Bhagavad Gita? So they have a formal, official Gita Jayanti. So they had some program like that, and because ISKCON people, we talk about Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, we go to sell Bhagavad Gita, Yathartham to everybody. So they said, ISKCON people, they propagate Bhagavad Gita everywhere. Let's invite the head of ISKCON. So I was also invited in the CM's program. Invitation came. So we went there. And because he is the CM, and everybody wants to write whatever the CM has to say. Although you may know Bhagavad Gita, you may not have understood Bhagavad Gita, but press people, you have to just take the notes. So he is saying, the CM was saying that he quoted, Karmanya Vadikarasya Mafaleshu Kadachin, Ma Karma Falahetu Mata. Krishna says, you go on doing what? Don't worry about the results. And I am following that, he says. I am doing my work. But Krishna did not say like that. That is misquote. What is Krishna saying in the sloka? Karmanya vadikara. He said, yes, you are right to work. Whatever you want to work, work. He said, karmanya vadikara mahaphalesu kadachana. But don't try to enjoy the fruits. And don't claim that you did it. Ma karma phala yetu. Mate sangosa karma. Krishna is saying. So don't enjoy the fruits. And if the fruits come, you don't say, I did it. Don't say like that, Krishna said. Because if you say, I did it, then if something nonsense happens, you have to claim that also. This nonsense happened because of you. They said, what he said, if Narendra Modi says, see, I am such a charismatic, powerful leader, now it is completely decimated, completely finished in Delhi. Then what do you all say? People have rejected me. That is not true. Then he has won many things. People like me. That when people rejected you, then you have to admit, then you cover it up. That means you are not following your sloka. If you claim something, you claim the nonsense also that happens to you. But because you have ego problem, only when good things happen, you say, I did. When things go wrong, you know, Krishna did not want, you know, these people did not help, you blame them, this, that. So that is called misquoting Bhagavad Gita. I think that bridegroom has gone on, still there. Probably may have come to say goodbye and go. So, Bhagavad... Call. So, Bhagavad Gita, the message is clear. If you have not grasped the message, say, Krishna is making arrangement. Anyone who says, I like Bhagavad Gita, sometime in life you will be exposed to a guru in life. Like we are also following Bhagavad Gita in somewhere. And then we were exposed to ISKCON. Like I was following Bhagavad Gita, which was according to Vivekananda. At that time I know that. I was following Bhagavad Gita according to Ramana Maharshi, Chinmayananda. And then we came across Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, which is according to Parampara. Parampara means no self-styled commentary. Parampara means already, suppose I say Krishna is God, because Prabhupada said Krishna is God. Prabhupada said Krishna is God, his guru said Krishna is God. And it goes, Bhagavad Gita says that Krishna is God. So I cannot change the message. If I change the message, I cannot say that Prabhupada is my guru, because Prabhupada did not say that there is something besides Krishna. It's simple. So in Parampara, you are leaving? What time is your train?
10:30.
So right now you are leaving and going somewhere and then to the station. Okay. So you can collect my mail ID and sometimes you can be in charge. All right. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Come here. I have one garland for you here. Prabhupada's garland. It's a garland for you. Hare Krishna. Yes, we go and see her up. Who is a friend of Tanija? Okay. Okay, what did I say? So, the Bhagavad Gita message is clear. Say, many institutions are reading Bhagavad Gita, many so-called gurus are reading Bhagavad Gita, many gurus are there. And if their way of doing things, their practices are different, if you are a seeker, immediately it comes to your mind, ISKCON people are saying like this, and the Brahma Kumaris are saying, who is correct? The question should come to your mind. If you are only a shallow person, superficial person, you are interested in your own family and your comfortable life, and you are reading Bhagavad Gita just for name's sake, not serious about what is actually the truth about Bhagavad Gita. You may not distinguish what is Brahma Kumaris, what is Hare Krishna, and what is Vivekananda. You may not distinguish because you are not serious at all. If you are serious, immediately the question will come to your mind. ISKCON people, they dance and chant, and here the Brahma Kumaris are sitting and doing meditation. It's different. So what is the right thing to do? You immediately get a question and you will ask them or ask us. You go to Brahma Kumari, why ISKCON people, they don't sit with closed eyes and like this, and they just up and down, they dance and chant. And you people sit quiet. So what is the right thing to do? Then if Brahma Kumaris, they follow Bhagavad Gita, they have to quote, say in Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying, you do like this. What Krishna is saying, satatam kirtayanto mam. Satatam kirtayanto mam etam tasya dhrudavrataha. Satatam, always, dhrudavrataha, with great determination. Kirtayanto mam, my glories. My glories. That kirtana is also not any kirtana, not Kali kirtana, Ganesh kirtana, Siva kirtana. He's saying, mam. If you say, I am a follower of Bhagavad Gita, you cannot say, I do kirtan of Shiva, I do kirtan of Ganesh. You cannot say like that. Because you can do, but you cannot say, I am following Bhagavad Gita then. Because Bhagavad Gita is saying, satatam kirtayantena, always only my glories are recited with determination by my followers, people who follow Bhagavad Gita. Because Prabhupada did not change the message. So he went around the world and introduced. People are proud to say, I am following Bhagavad Gita. Because, and I am a Krishna follower, and Bhagavad Gita says this. So here, the yogi is abandoning attachment. One who is united with Krishna. Yogi means united with Krishna. It's not a loose word. You have no relation with Krishna, but you are doing some asanas and that. So they are like exercises. You cannot be called yogi just because you have put your head down and legs up. You are doing some exercises. But if you have become a yogi, you will say, I did all this and controlled my mind and senses. Now I am finding my relation with Krishna. That you may be trying something in yoga, but you have not become a yogi. If you become a yogi, that means you have a relation with Krishna. So anyone who says that I am a yogi, but he has no love or attachment to Krishna, he is not a yogi. A yogi means relation with God. So yogi is abandoning attachment. Suppose your hand is holding some biscuits and I come and give you gold biscuits. You throw away these ordinary biscuits, and suppose I am offering you gold, you will throw away biscuits or not? Suppose I am distributing gold. Here Ganesh is distributing biscuits to everybody and I am distributing gold to everybody. And you come and collect biscuits from Ganesh,
And then he said, this Swami is giving gold, so you come for gold, no? So, if you are really a yogi, it is not difficult for you to give up sex life or to give up attachment to wealth, to give up your job. People are surprised, how did you give up your job? How did you give up your family? That is what happens if you become a yogi. Because you are getting so much by getting connected with Krishna. And the family members can never offer you that. Family may show some material affection, but they cannot really satisfy your soul. The soul can only be satisfied with eternal relation, which is already there with Krishna. So, real yogis, they abandon attachment. And real yogis, suppose you love somebody, you get some nice face. Whom do you remember? Your lover. Suppose you love somebody and somebody gives you nice things. I should go and give it to my lover. Suppose you get some money. Immediately, what thought you will get? How can I use this money to please my lover? All thoughts, because you have fallen in love with somebody. Whenever you get something, suppose you get some good news, who will be the first person you will share with? First with your lover, immediately in contact. Many other people may be there, but because you are deeply attached to somebody, the first thing that comes to your mind, call the person, tell him, here's great news, because you want to share. So, if somebody is really a yogi, it is natural that with body, with mind, with intelligence, with senses, he will only work for the purpose of purification. That means if there are any remnants of desires left, you want to get rid of them because you are attracted to Krishna. Why sex thought is bothering me? Why envy is bothering me? Because you are attracted to Krishna, like we sometimes think. I know that chanting Hare Krishna is so blissful, but envy or jealousy come and it destroys your peace. And saying, when will I become free from this? So that I can chant carefully Hare Krishna. But when our mind is agitated, you cannot chant nicely because your mind is distracted, deviated. So immediately then, when can I become simple like a child and chant? So Prabhupada said, you know, the chanting is like the helpless cry of a child for mother. A child, when he's crying, she has complete attention on mother because she doesn't know anybody other than that. Simply devotees, they don't know anything other than Krishna. So when they forget Krishna, immediately they become very afraid or very disturbed when they are separated from Krishna. So he's saying that whenever negative things are there, immediately devotee wants to chant more for purification. The chanting is so nice, but these thoughts are deviating me, distracting me. Let me pray to Krishna more sincerely so that I don't become disturbed by these outside influences. So people chant for purification. So many people chant. If you are a yogi, you chant for purification. People chant Govinda, Govinda, because they want some desires to be fulfilled. People chant Govinda, Govinda, because they are in trouble, they chant. But devotees, they are not in want of anything. And they are not in distress. They chant because they have affection for God. They chant because some things are coming in their way. So they are chanting pure name of God. They want to push them out of their consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram. Srimad Bhagavad Gita.